Spitwads, all of us have our phones just jam-packed to the brim with pictures. And they're just sitting there on the device. And how often do you really look at those pictures? You need a way to display them.
And you can't put your phone in a picture frame.
Exactly. And that's what the Skylight Frame is here. It's like, and it's the easiest way to get your digital pictures onto a frame. We're talking, you just, Skylight Frames, they got an app. And I have a Skylight Frame. It's a fantastic display.
It's actually great. And I've tried other displays before that suck.
And getting the pictures on there, it's just you click the app, boom, 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 pictures are there. And check this out. You got you send a frame to your mom and you want to send her pictures of the kids. You can just email them.
It's right, so easy.
Right to the frame. It takes all of the hard work away. If your parents are not tech savvy, don't even worry about it. You're going to get them new pictures all the time. Skylight Frames is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. And right now, as a special holiday offer, you can get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com and enter code BALLERS. That's right. To get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame, just go to skylightframe.com, enter the code BALLERS. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com. Use the code BALLERS. Spitwads, we got a fantastic spit hit for you today.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, yeah, I mean, they're all great. But look, Judge Giamatti is at the helm. He comes in with a fresh scat. We talk about Yosemite Sam, talking about allergy testing. And if I'm not mistaken, the birth of poison.
That's right.
Which is a quote that is used probably at least once every 3 days in this office. It occurs in this episode. Stay tuned.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Oh, I'm so happy right now.
Were you starting a car?
I thought he
was
trying to talk about ricotta cheese, but he just like couldn't remember what it was called.
I thought he was Family Guy, the giggity's from Family Guy.
For those who don't know what just happened.
What happened?
That is our other producer, that is producer Judge Giamatti. Al Borland is down with the flu.
Yeah, he's
at least
sick.
He keeps saying that. We are insisting that he's just being real lazy.
So lazy.
When
I think of lazy people that I know,
yeah,
first one that comes to mind.
None
is,
lazier.
Is
honestly,
Al
the
Borland.
Only person that comes to mind.
Right? I don't even know what it is apart from Al Borland.
Get better, Al, if you're really sick.
Yeah, wink.
Judge Giamatti in charge today.
Hello, Spitwads.
There he is.
That was inspiration was Andy Bernard from The Office. There.
You know what? You held it down. This is the second time I've got to skip a scat.
I am
out of the blue, where I didn't even realize it moments before.
Insanely jealous of.
Yeah, Jason actually wants to skip scats, and we've never had him skip a scat.
I'm just the next one. When it's my turn, you're going to hear the whole intro, and then we're going to talk. And you're going to be like, where was the scat?
I can't do that.
Oh, I can do whatever I want when it's my scat.
No, your timeline will let you about it.
Yeah,
the people will be furious.
Torches.
Excited to be back with you. Spitballers Podcast, at Spitballers Pod on Twitter, spitballerspod.com. Click that Become a Spitwad button. Get some bonus content.
Yeah.
Some interesting opportunities to. We need draft ideas. You can submit them over there. They take precedence over everybody else's ideas because you're an official Spitwad member. You get the episodes early. It's a lot of fun. The community's great. We've got. Do we have life advice on the show today?
We do. We are going to bring some serious, heartfelt, deep life advice.
Well, I
know what we do have, guys. We have an update.
Wait.
Bobble Thor is at it again.
Oh, did you tap the
I did not touch him. He's just going.
So there's a Bobble Thor you can see on YouTube.
And go, Bobble Thor.
He's been known to go for hours.
It's unbelievable.
Tips don't lie.
No. What else is going on? Jason, we need the running update. You said on the last episode, and I just listened to this because I just got back into town. Our family was on a little vacation. And I listened to last week's episode, and it was very funny. Jason, you talked about the fact that you are now moving towards thinking about running.
It was, but it was like considering thinking.
But then you
about
guaranteed
running.
That you would run by the time the next Spitballers episode, and then you spent most of the week asking us to not do any more episodes.
Right.
But then what happened?
Then here we are. And the update is, I ran. I put my sneakers on and I went out and found a path and started
Now we talked about jogging versus running last week. So what was this?
This was 0% running.
Okay.
This was jogs and walks. No. But I went 2 miles.
I'm very interested in this.
You traveled 2 miles.
2.02.
No Ubering.
That's correct. I traveled 2.02 miles in an Uber.
But you saying, like, I found a path.
Yes.
I want you to elaborate this. Because
yeah, let's hear more about
whenever
your
I've
experience.
Gone running, I've gone outside of my house and gone, which direction do I go, this way or that way? I don't say, ooh, I found a path.
So in my neighborhood, apparently, if you were to go right, at the end of that street is like an
actual running path?
An actual running path. And the path takes you like down under the freeway. It's unbelievable. It's right in my backyard.
People do this?
There were so many people on that path exercising. It was disgusting.
Do you high five each other as you run by?
No, but you do the nod.
Did you start doing the jog?
Yeah, I'm one of you.
Oh,
did you start doing the jog that I do when I'm seen?
So here's
the
funniest part.
Go from the walk
part.
To the run?
I'm using an app, and the app is like the couch to 5K or something. So it starts really easy. It's 30 minutes. And it's basically what it is it's 60 seconds of running and then 90 seconds of a brisk walk. So that's, and then it tells you, it says, okay, now run. And you run for 60 seconds and then it says, okay, now briskly walk or whatever. And so I am off in the distance. There's a bench and a guy with a bicycle is sitting there.
Oh, what a quitter.
And I'm sitting there going, oh no, what if I'm in the walk? Like,
oh,
what if I'm running up to that area and it's like, now walk? And then I'm like, I don't want to walk in front of this guy.
So you would be embarrassed to walk by the sitter?
Well, yeah.
That guy's sitting down.
But he's a human and he's going to still judge me.
Yeah. That's the whole point to this whole.
There was also another worry later on down the road. I'm getting about to the halfway point where I need to turn around and there is a. We'll say very elderly woman walking, and I didn't want to pass her in a jog and then just start walking.
Have her pass you?
And well, she was walking very fast. She was a fast one. Shout out to my lady Shirley. I'm guessing I didn't want. She was a fast walker. But I didn't want to like jog past her and then be like, now walk, and then just walk right in front of her. So
it's
I turned
like
around.
Brake checking someone?
Yeah. But well, I did it. I sweat.
Is
I
this a 5K
out.
Guarantee on the way? Is that what I, if you've got this app out there?
I will do a 5K.
There's no.
I did not say participate.
All right.
I will do one. I will find a way to, I will put one on for people.
I will say this. I had a time where.
He would rather form an organization and sponsor and create an entire 5K race than run in one.
Well, if I promise I'm doing a 5K, there's better odds of that. Like,
there's an app. I've used it before where it's a running. It's a similar thing. It's a zero. You can do a 0 to 5K or whatever, but it's a game. It's a game that they set up where you are in a zombie apocalypse and you're out running and you collect supplies. By the further that you run, you collect more supplies. And then they like randomly have it. You're under attack from a zombie,
so you got to get out of there.
You have to run.
Oh, and it tells like the speed you're going. Like,
yeah, it uses the GPS to track all this stuff. And there's like this. There's a fully narrated story.
Why didn't you tell me this?
Because I didn't believe you would actually go for a run, so I was saving it.
Okay, well, I need that info because
you'd run faster.
I would
zombies were after you.
100% run faster if I was going to have my brains eaten.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's.
All right.
Hold on, zombie. I'm in my 60-second walk period.
Well, that's what's funny is, like, I was very dedicated to those announcements of walk and run. Like, I could have just kept jogging past the bicycle guy, but I'm like, it says walk. It says walk. I'm going
to
walk.
Did you point to your headphones?
No, but
I'm following instructions.
But I did look at my watch so much. Every time I transitioned, I was like looking at the watch and I'd touch it. I'd be like, yes, I don't need to touch this, but
what
I want everybody looking to know.
You needed to put the fingers up for a pulse check.
Yeah.
Like as you're passing
and
the guy.
And looking at the watch.
Yes. Oh, because then you have exerted yourself beyond what your body is supposed to do.
Look,
throw some references out there like, oh, boy, that sunrise was so pretty this morning, wasn't it?
All pro
tips. That's how long I've been out here.
All pro tips are welcome. I don't know if I'll run again.
Dude, if you're going to be like 10 miles back there, be careful.
Yeah, there's a rattler on the path. 10 miles back. All right, we're moving on.
Would you rather...
Daniel from the website submitted this question. He said, would you rather have dirty teeth with fresh breath or clean teeth with that mouth stank?
Now, thank you for defining it as that mouth stank.
Yeah, that's what he said. So
now, question.
Yeah.
Now, if I have dirty teeth, is this practical? Like, oh, no, I'm going to get cavities. They could hurt. Or does this also have to mean I also have yellow, nasty-looking teeth?
I'm going with yellow, nasty-looking teeth.
Yeah.
But dental hygiene for both is still pristine.
Oh, so I don't have cavities.
No,
in either
this, it's not a factor. This is just...
So this is look versus smell.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
And here's what I'm curious about. Is it worse to see a person... with yellow teeth, like really nasty yellow teeth, or worse to see a person that has a bunch of food stuck in their teeth? Because in one instance, you're looking at a person that can fix a problem. In the other, you're looking at a person that has clearly let their teeth get to some pirate state.
I mean, you just answered the question. The worst thing is the nasty, rotted teeth that is
What kind of person are you? Do you tell someone they have food in their teeth?
I'm that kind of person. Yeah, I tell them. Well, I guess not. A random stranger, maybe not.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. What
any
level. What
no.
level of friendship? So acquaintance?
You know, Mike, you're putting me to the test here because I thought I would tell people in all instances, but if it's a small enough piece, I've definitely gone the route of they'll figure it out.
You're at church.
Yeah.
Someone walks up
to
you.
Oh, no, you're right. I'm not saying that.
And you go, and you don't remember their name.
Oh.
But then eventually, oh, yeah, this is Bob. Bob's got just a whole celery stalk between his two front teeth.
I feel like this is
the same. You're letting him live that way?
This is the same rule as the fly is down. Like that.
Ooh.
Like if Bob's fly is down, I'm not telling him there either.
I feel like.
But are you telling your wife? Or like you're like, look,
that
Bob's
fly
is down.
Probably.
Check it out.
Maybe.
Look at his teeth. They're disgusting. Hey, Bob, how's it going? Nice to see you.
It's all about how casually can you say something like that. And it feels like the fly one is much more difficult than the piece of, you know, parsley in the teeth or something.
What? You're afraid they're going to say, what? Were you staring?
I just feel like I would.
Were you staring at my crotch?
I would have to, like, do a symbol of him zipping up the fly and be like.
Oh, the old whistle?
Yeah, just some sort of, like, little.
Hey, Bob, zip, boop, dip, dip.
Bad breath would be so intimidating for any conversation. If you know that it's unavoidable, you will have to awkwardly stand. You will have to move away from the close talker. You will have to talk in the opposite direction.
Yeah, you talk away from where they're looking, and you're kind of like blowing it out of your side of your mouth.
But the teeth, I mean, the dirty teeth, that's a very self-conscious thing, too. Both of these stink. Well, one of them stinks.
Yeah. I think I would. So reading this, I was sure that I was taking the fresh breath with dirty teeth. But if you're telling me that it's just basically like it looks just like rotten teeth, I think that you would. I think I would be judged more based on rot because like if I've got bad breath, everyone from time to time has bad breath. You ate something bad or you know, it's like, oh, this guy doesn't normally have bad breath, but he's,
a bad day.
He ate a poop sandwich for lunch. I don't know. I don't know what he did, but
I was going to go with, like, cilantro.
Yeah,
but
it smells like it. But I think if you see someone whose teeth are just wrecked, there's like, oh, this dude has more serious hygiene problems. So I'm going to go with the bad breath. and the pearly whites.
Yeah, I lean that way too.
I'm going to open up a can I probably will regret opening up here.
Okay, whoa.
Can't wait.
But do you ever run into that situation where somebody's got like the very, very correctable, overt physical situation, and you just kind of wonder why they, like,
talking about my weight?
No.
Dude, diet.
No, I'm talking about like the Canada-sized mole, right?
Mm-hmm.
The big hairy face mole.
Yes.
That you're like, you understand that, look, we have, it's 2020, we have the technology to very cleanly and quickly and affordably.
We've had tweezers for a very long time as well.
What?
Well,
yeah,
you're not
what?
Tweezing a mole off
no,
your face.
No, but you said it was hairy.
That's true. Good point, Mike.
Like,
you could, step one is pull the hair out
yes,
of it. Yeah,
that's different than...
Step two is remove the giant Canada-sized mole. But maybe it's something like that or a really...
But that's not as easy as you think. I mean, you... We all know what it's like to go with a dermatologist, and if you're going to get a mole removed,
yeah,
okay, I have to find a dermatologist, which is a ridiculous thing. Then I have to go schedule an appointment just so they can look at it and schedule another appointment.
Okay, yes, but you have
to cut something off my face.
You've
that's,
had 48 years to do that.
It's not as it's, but
do
it's
you
not
just,
as easy.
Do you get to the point where you are moving on from caring? Is that just what's happened?
It depends on the status of your marriage.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, let's
but
be
if
honest.
You're married, then you've already
exactly. The moles can stay. You know, but if I'm single and
I've
got
moles keep getting bigger?
Some of, if they do, that's when you're supposed
yes,
to go to the
please
dermatologist.
Please go get it removed if it is changing shapes
or
colors.
Yes.
PSA.
Not
yeah.
a doctor. Look, you learn a lot here on this show.
Life advice. Yeah, I guess I'm always kind of, and it feels like a really judgy thing to say, to be like, why, to be thinking, and why don't you get that removed?
Perhaps they love their mole.
No, get out of here. Nobody's like, I love this thing.
Do you think they name
what it like?
Name them?
Didn't Marilyn Monroe have, like she has
well,
the big
well,
mole?
Okay.
There's like a beauty
Cindy
mark.
Crawford
yes.
had a mole.
The difference between a beauty mark and a mole is
diameter.
You calling it a beauty mark?
No, it's diameter. If you've got a tiny little thing, that
what's
can
the
be
measurement?
A beauty mark.
Give me the measurement. Was 2 millimeters or
if it's
and under is all right?
Yes. If it's over two
it's
millimeters
off,
in diameter. Then nobody's going to be like, look at my beauty mark.
It's also a matter of, like, what else is distracting from that beauty mark mole? Like, do you need, would this really aid your physical appearance to remove that wart?
I mean, please forgive my naivety here.
Okay.
But if I were to remove a large size mole on my face, I imagine that leaves a scar.
Yes.
So.
Does it?
Yes.
They can't just freeze them off?
I don't think so.
Bing,
I
bang,
think,
boom?
I think that's going to leave a scar. So it's like...
Yeah, a wart you can freeze off.
What's better?
A mole, I don't
what's
think
What's better,
can freeze
a scar
off.
Or a hairy mole?
Like a natural mole or a scar? I don't know. But my
it
point
does
is...
It does depend, yeah.
The point is, maybe someone would be like, I don't want to go through the process that Mike just outlaid.
Right.
And maybe the fear of pain of removing it. Only
you,
to still have a mark on your face.
You've had them all removed, right?
Oh, mercy
me. All right, we can move on. It's from a place that no one would have asked you to remove it. Well, maybe one person.
The thunder from down under.
All right.
Is no longer there.
It's no longer there.
Proud to report.
All right, I will we'll move on. Hobo Cop from Patreon.
Okay.
A Spitwad supporter writes in this, would you rather question, would you rather... Every time you blink, lose your sight for 3 seconds, or every time you scratch an itch, you become paralyzed for 5 seconds.
So obviously,
implications.
Becoming paralyzed is much more severe than a blip of, you know, basically closing your eyes for 3 seconds, but...
Maybe.
Definitely.
Well, I don't have to scratch an itch.
Yeah.
But that's the point.
I can be... If I'm driving, I feel like the blinking one is worse.
If
you're although, driving, yes. You gotta like put on those goggles and hold your eyelids open.
You gotta go Clockwork Orange, hold them open.
If society had this problem, you would have devices that would just moisturize your eyes for you, so you don't have to go blind all the time.
Or what you would do is you'd get up, you'd like quickly get to that red light, and then you'd be like, oh, thank goodness I can blink. And then it's like a staring contest while you're going, like, who's going to blink first, you or are you going to get to that light?
But does then the all timer of a sudden, reset? Like, if you can you get a bunch of blinks in, or are you stacking up moments of blindness.
I think it's stacking up upon.
Oh,
itself.
So if I do like 5 blinks, I got 15 seconds
that
to wait.
That is correct.
Oh. Okay, that makes sense.
Well, then I'm definitely taking the paralyzation,
or at least resets the timer.
Yeah, but if you scratch that itch twice, what is a real bad itch? You normally need a few scratches. You're gonna be paralyzed for like 15 seconds.
I feel like this needs to be like, or paralyzed for 5 minutes. Because when's the last time you've scratched an itch? Genuinely.
All the time.
No, I'm not saying that, like, oh, I haven't scratched myself right now. In years.
Once but, you say that, when's the last time, I'm like, ooh, that's itchy.
Yeah, but when's the last time you blinked? Because it was a couple seconds
Never.
Ago. So
theoretically, you might have to scratch your eye.
Oh, then you have two problems. Then you're paralyzed and blind. That's a problem.
Yeah.
It has to be the itch.
Yeah. Because that's why he wants to make it more than 5 seconds.
You got to build up your mental toughness.
No, I think
he's
right.
Have you ever tried to itch a spot with your brain?
What?
You've never tried to do that?
What does that even mean?
That means like you have
First of all, you meant scratch, right? Or do you mean itch?
I mean like you have something on your arm where it's itchy.
I am
yeah,
itching
I
all over now. Right now, like I can
I'm
feel
I'm
every
covered
ounce
in,
of my skin is
I meant
itchy.
Scratch, but I'm saying where you have
You're trying to conquer the
Yes,
the
you
itch.
Have like an uncontrollable itch on your leg and you're like, I'm not going to scratch this. Like, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take care of it.
I feel like
with
I could
mental
go.
Fortitude.
Let's say you make this 5 minutes. I feel like I could go the rest of my life never scratching.
Well,
I could make that decision. Like, I don't have to scratch.
Till the mosquitoes get you.
Oh.
The mosquito would be a big problem.
Now, not itching or not scratching a mosquito bite.
There's no mental fortitude
that's
in the
impossible.
World. That's, yeah, that's.
You ever did the allergy testing?
Yes.
Were they?
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Jason?
No, of course. I know what you're talking
about.
Have
you ever been tortured?
But I'm... You
for science?
You inferior humans with your allergies.
Well, having... Believe it or not, anybody can get the test. You don't even have to have allergies.
Yeah, but why would you? Like,
good point.
I'm not allergic to anything. Well, you want to scratch my back and put a bunch of chemicals on
but
me?
But they basically just poke a bunch of holes in your back, teeny little marks, and then they put like a little, you know, a little bit of everything. A plant or... What I don't know how they
grass cats. They rub a cat on your back,
but then they can't. You can't. You're not allowed to scratch it. And I just remember, like as a kid, getting that done, and my mom would like you could use a magazine to like waft air to try to make those itches go away.
Does
but that would
help?
Be
help. I feel like that would make it more
anything,
intensify.
Anything but sitting in it makes it better. Like if you are itchy right now, you are better off running around than you are standing there itchy.
Sure.
To distract you.
I can't believe that's how we figure things out. Do we still do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The scratch test is still
alive. And we haven't improved upon that?
Then they put the leeches on.
You know, you bring up a
good
point.
We've been to the moon.
Yeah.
You bring up a good point.
We're like, hey, child, here's what we're going to do.
Poke, 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 poke,
lay still while I poke you 40 times, and then I'm just going to pour liquid that you're allergic to.
It's like when I was first... learning math and you know the trial and error process was just like I'll find the answer by getting it wrong 100 times until it works. I don't understand how to do this equation, but I'll just keep no, it's not that
right.
It's not that. There's got to be a better way. Like take a vial of my blood, go test it, tell me what I'm allergic to, as opposed to well let's try this. Let's see if you're allergic to cactus. Give me a cactus. I mean, that's what it feels like. Like you can do this test at home.
That's actually exactly what the allergists sound like. The weird thing.
You can do this test
hey,
at home.
Hey, partner, I'm going to get this figured out.
You don't need a pulmonologist.
They want to hunt
you
rabbits.
Just, like, is he allergic to cats? Yeah, I got a cat. Come here, Jehoshaphat. And then you just rub the cat all over and you say, give it 15 seconds.
Now tell me. When I poke you with this needle, does it hurt?
You are not allergic to hypodermic needles.
Hey, this one's sharp. Nelda, this one's sharp.
Why are we all Yosemite Sam?
I don't know.
Get Jehoshaphat in here.
Yeah, let's see how you react to poison. Oh, turns out you're allergic to poison.
You should get that checked.
You should get that checked.
You got another one allergic to poison.
It'll be $50.
You never believe this. 100% of people allergic to poison.
I've yet to find one.
So far, we keep testing.
Everybody says, I don't have allergies. I say, take this poison. You allergic to poison? You sure are.
I just so dizzy. It is really sad to know that every 50 years that goes by, you're going to look back to the science of 50 years before like we were dumb.
Every now and then I think, like, what are the things that are going on right now?
Yes, yeah. There are dumb things we're doing right now. Like
they're
that.
Called allergy tests because they figured this out in 1870. And they said that this is good enough. We will not improve.
It worked for Pat. It worked for me.
You allergic to a rattlesnake? Hold your arm out.
Yeah, looks like there's a reaction there.
Does he pull a whip out?
That was the snake. The snake was viciously attacked.
Oh, my goodness. All right. I don't think we need to answer anymore. Paralyzed. Not good.
Yeah, I'll take
this. Would you rather?
I'll take the blinking.
All right, we have we have three segments. That means I'm moving on.
Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode, it doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without that added security, you might as well give away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, goblins and gremlins. They're out to get your stuff. That's why we use IPVanish VPN. Look, we're going to make this easy for you. You need a virtual private network, and that's what IPVanish is, because they encrypt all your data. They make sure you're at the coffee shop with the public Wi-Fi. They make sure that no one else is just scraping your passwords, your communications, your browsing history. Those goblins are after you. And you can use it on unlimited device. You don't sacrifice your speed. You're talking your computer, your tablets, your phones, and even your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. And they're offering an incredible 70% off the yearly plan right now with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So go to ipvanish.com/ballers. Protect yourself. ipvanish.com. Use the promotional code ballers and claim 70% off. That's ipvanish.com/ballers.
That's a great question.
Matt from the website, you can no longer see one color for the rest of your life. What color do you choose?
Oh, can no longer see.
So you are eliminating one color from, you know, from your vision forever. This reminds me of like when you run out of one of the three vials of ink in your printer.
Ah.
It affects all the other things you
That's
print,
true.
Right?
Can yes. we take 1 second to just shame printer manufacturers everywhere? Because when I'm out of color and you won't let me print in black and white, and I got there's plenty of black ink, but I'm out of cyan, and they're like, and I'm just printing black and white, and I click the black and white button, and it's like, no, not until you replace the blue. I'm like, no, I don't need
blue. Hey, here's an idea.
Here's an idea.
We gonna get rid of all them printing if he runs out of blue.
I mean, that's... that.
There's a snake.
No, that's a fair shame. That's very fair.
That should be illegal.
Yeah. And they wipe the tears of shame from their face with their $100 bills.
So if I have to eliminate,
so sorry,
if
Jason.
I have to eliminate one color, obviously you eliminate. You know, you got to eliminate all the implications, right? You've got no blue. You're not going to get any purple stuff either. Right?
I don't think you want to go that far.
Not that far. Okay, yeah. So you're just eliminating. What's a color you don't like?
Yellow
is kind of nasty.
Well, I feel like if I eliminated yellow, I would always believe I'm healthier. Because you know what I mean?
I want to know why.
Well,
you got
look at your urine.
A pee problem?
I'm just saying, if it's really yellow, I think, I need to drink more water. I'm dehydrated. Right.
So you'd like to be deceived?
I would like to believe in myself.
Usually when your pee's that yellow, there's another spider sense tingling in your nostrils saying,
that's true.
There's a problem here.
That's true. Oh! Honey, go smell this.
Is that poison? What?
Am I being poisoned?
What is this back?
It's not going away. It's not going away.
It tangles the nostrils.
Tangles?
It tangles them.
Oh, my goodness.
If you can't... Okay. Well, before I ask this question...
These guys are allergic to grizzly bears.
What color is the sun?
Yellow.
Okay, that's what I think of, too.
Sure.
So if you say, I can't see yellow anymore, now what does the sun look like?
Just so you know, I don't stare at the sun. Like, I don't ever look at it.
The color of the sun doesn't affect me as much as how it lights things up.
Right.
Just saying.
This is a weird question, because just eliminating one color.
Yellow was my initial thought of, like, if I can't see yellow anymore, then that happens.
Now, it does say you will no longer see one color. Does that mean those things become invisible?
That's true.
I am just curious about that.
That's basically what I was asking.
And also, I wouldn't want to eliminate anything in the traffic light category, right? Because that could be a problem.
It basically has to go grayscale. I think that's what has to happen.
Okay.
That's what I mean. It can be brighter, darker.
I think the world would...
I already don't see color, Mike.
I think that the world would almost unanimously remove yellow. I think it's the most hated color.
I enjoy it.
Now, is that because of the flavors?
No, it's
everything
no,
that's yellow is
great.
A crappy flavor.
That's not true. Banana is a great flavor. I'm just banana runs
lemons.
Are great. It's because of Pete. It's 100% because of Pete. Like, don't eat the yellow snow. You know, that's Pete. The yellow is bad because of Pete. That's 100% true.
Okay.
The only two colors you're going to eliminate are yellow and brown, and you know why. I mean, let's be honest.
All right. Because grayscale poop, that is...
What color is this in the toilet?
The
toilet.
I like how much you like yourself talking like that.
I really enjoy it. I'm real...
Well, listen.
I think the rest of the show is the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Read this next great question. It comes in from Abigail, so it might as well be in that voice.
Oh, from Abigail on the website. If you could arrange for any living person in the world to hear a full episode of Spitballers Podcast, who'd it be and why?
Okay.
Why did you turn into Harry Carey at the end?
Yes.
That doesn't make sense.
One living person to hear a full episode of the show.
Okay. That's an interesting question because there's a lot of different ways you could go.
What popped into your head first? Because there were two things for whatever reason. It was the Queen and the Pope. I don't know why.
I would not want the Pope to listen to an entire episode of the Spitballers podcast.
But it's almost like I just want to see what would happen.
Is the Pope allowed to laugh? Or does he just like move his shoulders?
His
shoulders move up and down.
Is the Pope allowed? I'm pretty sure the Pope's job is not to just be like not... not enjoying things.
I'm amused.
Why is he moving his shoulders
because
like that?
That's how he laughs. He's holding the laugh back.
You think he would laugh at us?
His shoulders would move at least
you
a little
ever
bit.
Drink, hey, Pope, you ever drink poison? Of course he'd laugh at us.
I don't know why the Queen and the Pope popped into my head first.
It's like two names.
Queen?
I don't know why. Because I'm thinking of our show as, believe it or not, no, this is going to be hard to hear for both of you.
All right.
As slightly, kind of, sort of.
Careful. Careful.
Elementary.
I accept.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Childish.
Okay. Yeah.
So then I'm trying to think of the most opposite to that see if I can make that person laugh.
Okay. I was going to say, it's so that you feel like if you make the Queen break.
Oh,
if the Queen approves this podcast, we're getting at least 50 more listeners.
If we could get the entire Queen's Guard.
Well, two less because the royal family is getting smaller.
If you got the Queen's Guard to have AirPods and they all had to listen to this episode and never once break.
Are the Queen's Guards the ones who can't move?
I think those are the ones that are not allowed to move or laugh or break or anything. You can go right up and.
Yeah, the Nutcrackers.
Yeah, you can lick their face and they just. They're.
I don't think you can lick their face. I think they're.
Watch me.
I think if you physically touch them, they're allowed to fight back.
That's fair. I haven't tried it yet. I don't recommend it. But
he would sit there and he'd be like, "I'm gonna lick your face. I'm gonna lick your face right now."
His tongue up.
Here comes.
So the first two things that came to mind for
howdy, partner.
On who
was, you want them Nutcrackers?
I want that guy to listen to the podcast. He'd love it.
Yosemite Sam.
I think to myself, I want like the Dude Perfect guys to listen.
Just so
we can become best friends.
Yes.
You know
those
what I mean?
Like, are awesome.
Let's do a home and home. We'll go on your show, you come on our show, even
same
trade,
benefit.
Even Swapski.
I'm gonna 12 in our listenership too.
That's right.
Like dozen to 12 million.
I think you should make an official offer. I think that's a fair offer.
To Mr. Dude?
We give you permission
it's
to
Mr.
listen.
Mr. Perfect.
Oh.
To
no,
our show.
No, because Mr. Perfect's a wrestler.
Okay.
I'm perfect.
Only you know that, Mike.
Or no. Lorne Michaels also comes to mind. Like,
Oh,
hey,
okay.
Lorne. You out there?
All right.
All right. Do you have anybody that pops into your head, Mike?
Just like the weird thing that you had of like trying to make the Queen laugh.
Yeah.
I was like, I think we can make Elon Musk laugh.
Oh, I don't want to watch him laugh. I feel like that would be like a... disturbing.
What would his laugh sound?
What does a robot
look like?
You haven't
heard his laugh?
No. Oh. It's got to be nerdy.
It's a real nerdy laugh.
I saw a GIF of him dancing the other day.
The laugh is better than the dance.
Possible not to be. Life advice?
All right.
It's been a while.
Spitballers to the rescue.
I almost jumped in there. I forgot that it
that he
going.
Says something.
Dustin from Twitter. When the waitress asks the question, is this together or separate? What is the standard protocol? Who speaks first? Is it who invited who? Or the oldest? Or the most people in the party? Or what? What is the protocol?
Okay. I see what's going on here.
I feel like it's usually the one in charge. And by that, I mean you know what I'm talking about. You're at dinner, and there's the one that's in charge. And maybe there's two ones in charge, you know, like
that's what I think what he's asking for. Because it's sometimes you have the two people. Because by in charge, you mean just the one driving the conversation?
I think it's
the
beyond
tallest?
That.
You're jockeying for a position of this class warfare at the restaurant?
I think it would be zombie apocalypse comes, who's our leader?
Okay.
That, like, the same exact these are mirror questions of who decides
but now,
who's going to split the check.
But now I have a question for you.
Okay.
Let's see. You are following said leader. We'll just call him Rick Grimes for now because you brought up the zombie apocalypse. You're at dinner with Rick Grimes. He is this leader that you're talking about of the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
The check comes out, and Rick Grimes says, oh, no, we're going to split.
Yeah.
Now what's your opinion of Mr. Rick Grimes? Because it's no longer favorable.
You trust your leader.
Yeah, then we split. That's my point.
Oh, no.
Here's what
if he doesn't
Rick
pick
says
it up.
Split, we split.
So Mike's version of a leader is somebody who pays the bill.
You're darn right.
So you need them to pay for you. Here's what I'm curious about, though.
You want to lead.
I really want to know the protocol here because I feel when I go out with a group, even if we are going to split the bill, I feel this sense of obligation. Like, I'd like to make it as easy as possible on the waiter or waitress. So, like, I prefer to just one person pays the bill. Everybody else can sort it out later.
Interesting.
And because, you know, when I go out with certain people,
it's a lot easier.
We
now.
Just Zelle each other money
or
the Cash App or whatever. And then, you know.
I mean, the real solution to this problem is.
Because people sit all over the place when you split up parties.
Yes. I mean, that can be an issue. But I feel like usually this is just preparation. This is you sit down and when
true.
You order and you say,
that's true.
We're on two separate tickets. Let's put our order in first. Then it's easier.
Still a little more
for the
work.
Wait staff.
Still a little more work.
Then having to.
What's easier, one order or two orders? One ticket
for
or two
me?
Tickets? No, for not
me,
for you. For
it's
them.
The same amount of ease
for them.
Jason's order is two orders.
Right.
I mean, he always gets two tickets.
I'm gonna say that you should say up front whether it's together or separate. And if you don't establish that, the person who would lead you in an apocalypse makes the decision and whatever they say goes, period.
All right.
I'm going to just go with that advice there. I'm going to move on to another question. You guys don't see it because it's very timely and I need to know the answer to this.
Oh,
cause you guys might've seen the video and I was really surprised that it was dividing the internet.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm curious what...
If it is what you're talking about.
I don't
so
have a clue.
So, there's a video out there right now of a gentleman who is sitting in the back...
How dare you call him a gentleman?
I agree with you
on that. Oh, I know the video.
There is a man who is sitting at the back of a plane. His seat does not recline. The woman in front of him has chosen to recline her seat. He has chosen to repay her by punching the back of her seat over and over again. Clearly, we would all agree, based especially on Mike's reply there, that this man was in the wrong because he was acting like a child. He was abusing this woman's right to her seat and space, and it was ridiculous. And obviously, a lot of people have come out and said, like, look, if this is a 250-pound man in front of him, there's no way he's doing this because this guy's going to get up and punch him in the
100%.
Face. 100%. So he's, you know, I think we all agree that that man in that instance is in the wrong. But if you read people's comments, Reddit, Twitter, everywhere else, not defending him, but the debate is whether it is actually allowed to ever recline a seat ever in an airplane. And the majority opinion that I've read is that it is rude, it is considered rude, and you should never, ever recline your seat ever.
The vocal
minority.
And it
was shocking to me because I didn't know this.
The vocal minority on this topic was unbelievable. When I saw it and I looked at her post, and the first like 50 responses were just lambasting her for reclining into his space, and I'm like,
"So
I don't
what?
I don't even I don't want to like try him and her.
Okay.
I just
want to
ask
okay.
the question of actual plane etiquette, because a lot of people that fly a lot, they say it is rude to recline at all, or they say it is rude to recline if your flight is under 4 hours. So basically, because you can't like, and there are products out there that you can buy.
Yes, I've seen
that
those.
You can hook onto the tray that will stop the seat from moving backwards.
So you're saying you can buy a product that stops the seat from doing what it was designed to do.
Now, that would be one person's opinion, that it is designed to recline, therefore it is your right to recline. That's how I've always approached it. If someone in front of me is reclined, I have never once thought they're evil, because I'm like,
nope.
I might think to myself, that sucks because I'm tall. But there are people out there that think, and I would say it's the majority, believe that it is rude to recline at all. It should not be an option on an airplane. Obviously, we know plane space is minute. You
yes.
have no room. People need to move around. Deep vein thrombosis can get you. So what do you think? What is the right life advice etiquette? If you're on
are
a plane.
Are you allowed to recline?
Are you allowed to recline?
100% you are allowed to recline. And this is coming from, like, I'm not a.
You're a tall man.
I consider myself slightly above. What's the average height?
Probably average height is actually short.
Like, is it 5'9 or 5'10?
Yeah, I think it's like 5'9.
So the average height of a man. Oh, this can't be right. It's 5'6".
No,
that's bad information.
Well, then, great.
Then
even
you're
better
a,
for
you're
my
a
argument.
Giant.
Sorry, 5'9".
Okay, see,
in America.
That sounds about right. So that would I guess that would make me tall because I'm 6 feet tall.
You are not. You are way
6'1".
Taller than 6 feet.
I'm almost 6'1", but I say 6 feet because I'm not one of the guys. I don't round up.
I'm 5'11½, and you're 2 inches taller than me.
Okay.
You're 6'2".
But let's hear the.
Back to the argument is, I'm tall. Sitting in an airplane, it sucks. It's uncomfortable. If someone reclines in front of me, that is 100% what they are allowed to do. I don't get upset with them. I recline my seat.
But
that's
but then the question becomes in the back row.
Okay, guess
that
what?
Person can't.
You should have bought your ticket earlier. You should have got to the airport earlier. Don't get mad because you were the procrastinator. Now, some of the maybe there's things out of your control that you had to get a last second flight.
Mike,
you had to do it.
I just don't think I've ever heard you speak wiser or more truth into existence.
This is fantastic.
Than this, because that's that person's fault.
Yes,
you got the crappiest seat.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, if the plane puts a button
yes
in your armrest to allow you to do something with your seat. It is within your rights. Now, if you want to be considered...
Are you allowed to go to the bathroom on a plane? It might smell bad. Do they have bathrooms on the plane? Yes! I'm allowed to use it. If the button
no,
is there...
No, two skis on the plane.
This can be a very golden rule situation, right? If you don't want people to recline on you, you right. can choose not to recline out of consideration.
And that's very kind of you. I hope you sit in front of me.
Exactly. Now there are people... You could also be polite and ask somebody like, hey, would you mind moving it up? You could ask. I mean, you can do that. There was somebody that I read that every time the person in front of them reclines their seat, they aim their air on the top of their head.
Ooh.
And I would say, thank you. Thank you for making my flight even better.
Well, I guess some people don't like that. And so when the person finally says, don't do that, they're like, well, I will trade you not aiming it at you for moving your seat back up.
Honestly, the
people are the worst.
People are not great.
People are very strange. The time where I will be considerate of thinking about the person behind me when it comes to reclining is if there's an actual food service.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm not talking about they've come through with the sodas and the peanuts, but if there's an actual meal, and I don't even know if we really do that anymore, but if there is a meal time that's happening for everybody, I will move my chair up.
I feel like that should be an announcement on the plane. Like, yes. Please raise your chairs to be fair, for meal service.
Just to be fair, the logic you applied to being able to recline your seat applies equally for meal service. You have ability and capability.
And I'm just saying that that's when I will take it into account. And if the person in front of me keeps their chair reclined the entire time,
even during the meal service,
yeah, then that's their right to do that.
You don't punch their seat over and over again forever? How could you not do that?
No, because I'm not 5 years old.
Yeah, I luckily, maybe where I was looking, I didn't find people defending his actions. I saw people saying, yeah, she's not being considerate, but not that she deserved to have her seat punched.
Oh, I saw so many people say he was doing the right thing.
It's sweeping the internet.
I can't fathom that anyone is on that side.
It's unbelievable, but they're out there.
All right.
They're just not spitwads.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. For most of us, learning a second language in high school or college was not exactly the high point of our academic careers. Is that fair to say? I think that's fair to say.
It's very fair to say.
I was just getting through it. Just getting through it.
Yeah.
But I was in Spanish, right? And I could have actually used the knowledge, but I didn't pay attention, and I was just trying to check that box. But now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there is a new and addictively fun and easy way to actually learn a new language. You might be traveling abroad. You might be connecting deeper with family or the people in your community. Babbel has 15-minute lessons that make it perfect and easy to learn a new language on the go. We've got my in-laws are going to Peru, and they have been using Babbel for months now to get themselves acclimated so that they can actually converse a little bit over there. Right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/ballers. That's babbel.com/ballers for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, we've done one of these style drafts before. It was a whole lot of fun. We did NFL mascot battle royale. So we were drafting NFL teams by their mascot. We each get 4 picks. We're thrown into a coliseum. Man, this coliseum's getting a lot of work.
Yeah.
Right? But
we should just buy it.
Great staff. Yeah, we shouldn't be renting. No, I don't know why we're renting this thing. That's embarrassing. It's expensive, though, to buy a coliseum, to be honest. Maybe we can get some of that Dude Perfect money. We can get a coliseum. That's
Mr.
all I'm
Dude.
Saying. But we're doing NBA mascot battle royale. You can pick from every NBA team,
like the Jazz.
You can go with the Jazz.
I did get a quartet my last time around with the Bills. Look,
now I've decided not to really think much about this draft, even though I have the first pick.
Perfect.
Because I would like to let it come to me. This battle royale situation. I'm fighting Mike. I'm fighting Jason. I need to be able to react to the picks that you make and counter them.
Good luck reacting to the pick I've not made.
Now, there are several that I would think about for the first pick in the draft. There's only one I get to select. And I'm going to go with the Washington Wizards.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to Magic because I know how important these Coliseums and Magic seem to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a team of Wizards because it's plural, right? I get several Wizards.
Yes.
And they're going to be my, you know, front line in this battle.
I assumed that would be my pick because I thought that...
You doing all right there?
While that is a good pick, I didn't think that either of you would want that as like
I have it very high on my list, but it wasn't in fact my number one
pick.
So
I assumed it would be my third. But I do believe that it's a great pick. The best pick. Because who's top of the food chain, Mike?
In what?
In
right
Earth.
Now.
Earth.
Humans.
Correct. Why?
Because we have weapons.
Because they're not wizards.
Weapons. What's better, a gun or a wand? I mean, if it was real,
honestly,
wand.
I think it's a wand.
Sure, but my point is, if you've got a team of wizards,
it's a wand.
Yeah.
I'm going with the wizards.
Maybe.
I understand. Look, there are a lot of different teams. There are a lot of different ideas and concepts. I'm looking forward to the arguments behind your picks. But I think my argument is very simple.
It is.
I have a team of wizards with magical powers. Go on.
It is outstanding. I'm going
to... Now, they used to be... Jason, you brought up the guns. I mean, they used to be the Washington Bullets.
Yes, and they upgraded.
So they pivoted to the wizards.
All right. Well, my first pick will be full of clever girls.
Hmm.
I thought that would,
because I will take the Toronto Raptors.
I like that pick. That was my number two. That was definitely my number two. You have a bunch of Raptors in a Coliseum. It seems very...
I've seen enough Jurassic Parks to know that the Toronto Raptors would be apex predators if they were around today, even above human beings.
I agree, and that's
humans
why...
try to control them, and they lose every time.
My Wizards would likely not try to destroy them, but rather cast a spell and ride them. That would be their plan. So you've got the Raptors as your first pick. I've got the Wizards. Jason, you're sitting there. You got two picks that will both be not quite as good.
That's 100% true. I mean, those that's the clear 101 and 102. Like, those are the picks.
You could go, what is a Knickerbocker? I mean, you could go the New York Knicks.
I always assume Knickerbockers were underpants.
Those would be Knickers?
I think that is correct. I have no idea.
Close enough.
Yeah, those would be like your Knickers.
There are...
Yeah, my Knickerbockers.
Yeah.
I'll take the Miami Heat.
Knickerbockers or Knickers are a form of men's
trousers.
Wait a minute. Yes. Wait, then the New York Knickerbockers are underwear?
The New York undies.
Now, wait. This website says that, and this website is the NBA.com. NBA.com.
Wait, the NBA.com?
No. NBA.com.
Okay.
The term Knickerbockers traces its origin to the Dutch settlers who came to the New World.
Okay,
specifically, it refers to the style of pants they wore.
Wow.
So it is 100% exactly Lakers. What you think.
Look, when you're in a battle royale, you don't want to have your stuff hanging out.
That's, no.
You got to cover up.
Yeah, well, so I'm tempted, but I'm going to probably, I think I might get that in
You've
another
got a twofer,
round
though, so like you could take someone and then clothe them.
You could go Knickerbockers and Jazz.
All right.
Yes.
Look,
Jazz sues the
I don't,
savage
I don't
beast.
Know my second pick yet, but I know my first one, okay?
Okay.
We've got Jay Grizz, who gets a lot of love around these parts.
I thought this was going to be my pick.
And I was hoping that would be your pick so that I could get the Raptors, but I'm definitely going Memphis Grizzlies because some grizzly bears in there.
Yep.
I mean, if you got to fight some Raptors and some Wizards.
Yeah, why not have a grizzly?
I would like some grizzly bears, please.
Okay.
Now, here's where it gets...
I'm taking the poison.
It gets... I'll take the New York allergies. Oh, man, this gets really tough. It falls off a cliff from here.
What?
To me, it does.
No, I've got two more that I really want, so I hope you don't take them.
So I'm going to...
Yeah, all right, let's hear it.
All right, I'm going to go a different direction.
Let him say it.
I know, but I just want to say, like, I'm with you that there are some picks in here that my brain can justify this as this should have been the first pick taken overall.
Right.
Because if you really think about it,
yeah,
you're OP.
Yeah.
But let's hear your pick.
So this is weird, but I don't
Wild.
Know. I don't know how you're going to fight me. I know how I'm going to fight you.
Yes. Yes.
And I am taking the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh no! Not at all.
Oh crap! Oh crap! That's not lightning.
That is not lightning.
That sound. So you are. Oh no! What have I done? What have I done?
Boom! Boom! Boom!
I'm gonna scare you with those loud cracks.
Yeah, you've got some. You startle me.
If we have any babies or small animals,
why are they the thunder? Why are they the thunder? And why is Thor then the god of thunder?
That's a great question.
That's so stupid. He controls the sound. But I see him with the lightning.
You got so your brain associated Thor with thunder, so you thought you had lightning?
Yes, I wanted to strike lightning down on you guys. You can't attack me, I can attack you, but thunder is just the sound. I am an idiot.
You realized it quick, though.
I realized it after an official declaration of my draft pick, and I knew you guys would not let me out of that. That was the worst possible timing.
So you have the Grizzlies, and then you also have some thunder.
Some really loud noises.
You better get headphones for your own team.
Mm, man.
All right, Mike,
you're off to a good start.
All right.
Leave all of those type of things for me.
Then I will do that. All right, I don't know how I'm going to use this next teammate of mine, but the definition
Uh-oh. That's a good start.
Well, I just want to make sure that I'm doing a counter argument before the argument comes.
Webster's defines this as a good pick.
No. It is a missile, spacecraft, aircraft, or other vehicle. These are all the things that it could be.
You're going with the Rockets.
I will take the Houston Rockets.
That was basically like my Thunder pick.
But a good one.
Except like...
Except I have missiles.
Yeah, I was thinking lightning. But the thing is once your missiles go, they're gone. You know what I mean? Like that's why I wanted the Thunder. I didn't. I wanted lightning.
But... Let me ask you this, Jason. Mm-hmm. If we're in a Coliseum, how many missiles do you think I need?
Well, you have some collateral damage issues that you could have. Your Raptors.
As long as I have one other missile still alive, technically I win.
So you're willing to take down some of everybody at the same
this
time.
This team is willing to do what it has to do. So victory at all costs.
So your team is now the Raptors and the Rockets. Jason has the Thunder and the Grizzlies. I have the Wizards, and now I have two picks.
Yes,
that is correct.
Interesting. I could blaze some trails. That's an option.
Spoiler.
That I could do. I could make it generally warm in the Coliseum.
Multiple ways. You could take the heat or the Suns.
Yeah, the Suns is interesting because I feel like maybe, like, does that mean I get...
You just melt the whole Coliseum.
Yeah, that's trouble. I'm going to go with the Warriors.
Okay.
The Warriors, I need some front line. Like the Wizards, let's be honest, they're not hand to hand. I need some meat shields for. They need to take the damage from the Raptors, while my Wizards are casting spells. But now, I'm actually going to go.
Oh man!
Oh, that's right. You get two.
I almost threw up my pick.
You almost threw it out.
You almost pulled the Holloway.
Yeah.
I am going to. Make a mistake. But I don't want you to have this pick.
Oh.
So I will I'm going to take it and I'm going to give it to my Warriors. I'm taking the Orlando Magic. I'm giving the Magic to the Warriors. So now my Wizards and my Warriors, they both got Magic.
I would have taken the Magic. That would have been my next pick.
Yeah, I'm worried about somebody countering my Wizards, so I need the Magic.
I thought you were going to give your Warriors Nets.
I thought about it. I really did. I thought Nets would come back to me in the last round, to be honest with you.
I think it will.
They will.
Okay, so I'm taking the Magic because I don't want you guys to have anything to combat my Wizards with. So I've got the Wizards, the Warriors, and the Magic.
We'll see how much the people respect the Magic attack.
All right.
Usually they respect it a lot.
Yeah.
Based
on Elsa.
The genie.
Based on previous polls we've had.
All right.
So I have two picks that I'm weighing, and in my head, I'm fighting them against each other. I'm running multiple scenarios, and I think at the end, I just gotta get I gotta get the weight. So I will take the Bulls.
That's a good pick.
I wanted the Magic or the Bulls, and
excellent.
So Mike's team is just, I can just picture it in my mind. Yes. This front line. Bulls are charging in, Raptors are leaping in, and Rockets are flying at me.
Honestly, the Rockets are just this the backup plan.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go three team, and then if my three teams don't get
you
it
send
done.
One Rocket send in. One.
Well, you need a king then. You need a king standing in the background, and he says, fire the Rockets, and then the guy looks at him and goes, but our men are out there.
Yes. And I said, fire the Rockets. That's not a bad thought. Now, that being said, if I was going to try to prevent a
fire rocket, all of them.
If I was going to try to prevent a rocket attack from killing me, uh-huh. You want to know what I would want?
Missile defense
Thunder.
System.
Some magic.
Shields
yes.
up.
But I don't have it. I don't have the magic or the
magic.
Wizards.
You were in some trouble because you got two picks, right?
Yeah, I got two bad picks coming. So I'm just going to have fun here. I know how badly Mike hates this. And as the leader of his team, I want to instill terror and horror into your life. So I am taking the Hornets.
Yeah.
I will take the New Orleans Hornets. They might not win the fight, but they will cause mayhem everywhere.
That's a lot of...
You know the Hornets will be a problem for? The Warriors.
Yes, the Warriors.
My Bulls and Raptors will be mostly okay.
Yeah, but the Warriors are going down to the Hornets. Yes, they're just running. They're gone now.
Bulls, Raptors, Warriors, they all got eyeballs. And those Hornets, they shoot their
shot.
You know?
That's fair.
Yes, I wanted the Hornets with my last pick.
Yeah.
So, and now, nice selection.
Now we have a problem.
Now you could get some nuggets.
Gold. Hey, look, money wins wars, right?
Pistons.
That's true. Take the gold nuggets and then.
Is there anything you can combine with Thunder that might make Thunder valuable?
Yes.
Lightning.
Magic.
Oh, dang it.
But you took it.
Yeah.
All right. So at this point, I'm just seeing how big a gap
he can throw he could throw some Spurs out there on the field for people to step on.
Well, I don't want the Warriors to also have Spurs, so maybe this is like a keep away.
Yeah, go for it.
Man, why are the Celtics called the Celtics?
And why are they not the Celtics?
Yeah, because aren't they are the Celtics? Like, isn't that what
they,
the Celtics are? Is
they
like,
definitely use a shamrock.
Aren't they named after the Celtics?
I thought so.
And it's spelled like the Celtics?
It sounds like whoever owned the team at one time didn't know it was pronounced Celtics. And he said, oh, we're the team Celtics. And then everyone around is like,
oh, okay.
Just go with it, man. Don't do anything.
All right. So in this case, I am going to have to select a team. And I'm between two, and I'm going to do a quick look of what one of them is.
The name has a great basketball tradition from the old original Celtics in New York, and Boston is full of Irishmen.
Yeah, so
also
why
known
they
as
the Celtics?
Celtics.
Yeah, that's what they said.
All right. I am going to take the Bobcats because a nice warrior
cat. Oh, gosh.
Cat.
You sound so defeated.
Well, I've lost.
You just took a tiny
cat. Do you know
cat.
How big a Bobcat is?
Pretty small.
I mean, they could do some work, but like literally one on one, a person
my team
can defeat a Bobcat.
My team,
19 pounds.
The Bobcats.
Wait,
I don't think they're still a team.
Oh,
are they
are not.
That's right. So I'm back on the clock.
Yeah, you lucky.
That's right.
For
the
record, draft a 19 pound cat.
For the record, I am drafting based on a list Andy gave me. So thanks for that. And
wow,
also
good call, Brooks.
The judge just getting it done over there. In that case, I'm going to go with hopefully a larger animal. I have no idea how big.
That's right. The Hornets are the Pelicans, and New Orleans became the Pelicans, and
yes.
The Hornets went back to Charlotte.
Yes,
there we go.
So you can draft a Pelican, is what I'm saying.
The Pelicans are mean, man.
Yeah, they could store some.
I did
they
not
are mean,
know that Bobcats
fish.
Are that small.
They're smaller.
I thought
yeah.
I was drafting like a jaguar.
You.
I was not. So how big are Timberwolves, if I were to ask?
They're a standard wolf.
That's what I wanted to pick.
They're a good pick.
Well,
they're
then I'll take the
they're
Timberwolves.
A great
I was laughing at your selection of Bobcats because I was then going to take Timberwolves,
so
a far superior animal in a fight.
I Googled Timberwolves because I wanted to see them, but only thing that came up was the NBA team. I went to images, and it's just
Kevin
the
Garnett
NBA
is
team.
Humongous.
So I will take Timberwolves.
Yeah, and I think that's a great.
Thank you.
So your final team is the Grizzlies, some scary Thunder, as Brooks wrote it in, Hornets, and Timberwolves. You actually don't have a bad draft. And the Thunder itself, you know.
I'm hoping that on the polls, people
yeah,
are stupid as well as I am, and they go, ooh, you know, how are you going to defeat Thunder?
Yeah, there you go.
Because in fairness, this is a great
picture?
Pick. No, think about this. This is last man standing, right?
Thunder can never die?
How are you defeating Thunder? What are you going to do? Nothing. I win.
Well, how do
eternity.
The way I picture it is you have a finite amount of Thunder cracks.
Well, no. Because
so you're just not going to use them?
Yeah. I'm just up to there forever.
So he drafted Clouds.
That's right. Kill me. Can't do it.
Maybe the Sun will.
Oh,
well, draft it.
Yeah, all Mike. Right. Draft it. Counter it.
All right. I'm upset. I was hoping I would get the Timberwolves to complete my Animals and Rockets team.
Yeah, we're running out of the decisive.
Yes. Yes. And I did. I looked up, in fact, what is a Clipper? And those are like named basically after boats.
Ah.
So
I thought it was.
It's not a dude running through with nail clippers.
How do boats work?
That was your hope? Is
I
like,
was really hoping for
if
that.
If it was
yeah.
a dude with nail clippers, I would have drafted
it. I was all in.
Yeah,
Coliseum doesn't have water, in case you guys are curious.
Yeah.
Been there.
Yes, you have. All right, I'm gonna get an aerial attack. I'll take the Hawks.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, they were pretty
because
much the
Hawks
last.
Were kind of the last one I wanted, so I will, in fact, either have to draft. It's between the Phoenix Suns, so that I can assuage any of this Thunder lasts forever thought, or the Miami Heat, if I want to, you know, stay warm, or what was going to be my last pick. I'm just going with it. I'm taking the Brooklyn Nets.
Wow. So you're taking the Nets for the Warriors.
I am throwing. Yeah, the Warriors now have Magic and Nets.
Now, wait, are these Nets alive?
They are Nets that you toss out onto creatures.
It's got ropes.
Look how many animals.
But are they alive?
No, they're not alive.
No.
You ever seen an alive net?
No, I have not, but I've also never seen a battle royale with Magic.
Look, it is not a matter of everything being alive. It's a matter of winning. And I think I can win by throwing a net over a grizzly, probably not the Hornets, Timberwolves, Raptors, Hawks.
Throw it on Thunder. Good luck.
This is going to all be done. I'm taking the Nets.
I thought you would have taken the Kings because you've got like this human army. And I feel like if you got Warriors and Wizards and Kings, now all of a sudden I see – not five guys out there fighting, but I see an army.
As far as I'm concerned, the only way I'm losing with Wizards on this team is if some sort of animal gets through the Warriors and gets through the Nets that I've thrown out there and is able to eat these Wizards before they can cast a long incantation.
I hope they have good spells of protection.
Well, they're first pick in the draft, so they must.
Like, honestly, when I was laughing, talking about like what pick should be number one, like, I legit think that the Suns should be the number one pick. How do you not win a fight?
You just got to wait a couple billion years. That sun's going to burn out any minute.
You don't even have to. You're the sun.
When I pictured the Suns.
You can't be harmed.
You look at the basketball logo. These are like, they're almost like meteors coming down onto the battlefield.
Even better.
Yeah. That's why I thought they'd be good, but I was afraid I'd get stuck in outer space waiting for a supernova.
Yeah, I feel like in the polls it would not perform, but
no.
In my head it's number one.
All right. Mike, Raptors, Rockets, Bulls, and Hawks, Jason, Grizzlies, Thunder, Hornets, Timberwolves. I have the Wizards, Warriors, Magic, and Nets.
What did we learn today?
I feel like I know what Jason learned.
I learned the allergy tests sort of thing yesteryear.
They do seem a little antiquated.
Yeah.
I did learn that. I also learned that you had a confusion issue with thunder and lightning.
I'm sure
at
that
least for a brief moment.
I mean, I know the difference.
Thunder
I knew
is imposing.
The difference.
You would have an intimidation factor without question. Like on the pre-battle warm-up show, you would hear
a
lot of
scared.
Boom.
You'd be scared out
there. Yeah,
you also can't defeat me. It's the best pick.
All right, Mike, did you learn anything special today?
I learned that apparently a lot of people are not into reclining seats. They think it's rude, despite the fact that there is a button for me to recline.
And that Brooks can hold down a scat if he needs to.
Oh, yes, he can.
That's right.
Giggity-giggity-giggity-goo. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast. Check out spitballerspod.com to help support the show. We'll be back next week. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.